You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G. D-O-D-G-E-R-S-T.
Hello, Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers. I am Jeff Snyder of Baseball Central, and my usual co-host is not with me, Vince Semperio of Chavez Ravine Fiends, because I have three special guests. And they are Jacob Norling, who has been a special guest before a few weeks ago with me, Justin Hicken, who has never been on the show, but we've read a lot of his questions, and Andre Bibbs, who has never been on the show or had any of his questions read. But if you ask him, he did inspire the Julio, no, what's his name? Castillo. What's Castillo? Luis Castillo.
Luis Castillo.
Conversation the other day. And I've known Andre the longest, so he hasn't been on the show, but he's been in my heart for like 30 years. So welcome, guys.
Good to be here.
All right. So the reason I have three guests today is we are doing some Dodger trivia. I've been thinking about doing this and I finally pulled the trigger. So I want to let you all know, I had already set up this trivia game show, and then late on Tuesday evening, word came down that the Dodgers had re-signed Blake Treinen. So Vince and I will be here tomorrow to discuss that transaction. But today we are doing our trivia game show. Today's episode is going to be a Dodger trivia show. It'll be like Jeopardy, except they don't have to answer in the form of a question and they don't lose points for getting answers wrong. Other than that, and also I am not nearly as good at my job as Alex Trebek was at his. But other than those things, it's just like Jeopardy. So that's the plan for today. But first, we want to remind you, please subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. And when you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. All right, so I've already explained the rules to the guys. They're going to use Zoom's chat feature to buzz in when they know the answer. Our first round categories are uniform numbers, league leaders, Hall of Fame and awards, and postseason. And you guys can all see the screen, correct?
Correct.
All right, listeners, you cannot see the screen, but that's okay. I'm going to read it to you because that's what good podcast hosts do. So I'm going to flip a coin and call it in the air. Justin, heads or tails?
Heads.
All right, it was heads, so Justin gets to go first. If it had been tails, I was going to kick him out of the Zoom chat altogether. So, all right, Justin, pick a category and an amount.
Let's start with league leaders for 100, Jeff.
League leaders for 100. And I will read the question. You guys can read ahead, buzz in as soon as you want to. And obviously, I will read the whole question, and then whoever buzzed in first gets it. So league leaders for 100. No Dodger has led the National League in batting average since back-to-back batting titles by a Dodgers outfielder in 1962-63. Who was that outfielder? All right. Andre, you were in first.
Tommy Davis.
Tommy Davis is correct. Andre gets 100 points. And Andre, the board is yours. What do you want next?
Let's go Hall of Fame and awards for 100.
Hall of Fame and awards for 100. The Dodgers have won 18 Rookie of the Year awards, by far the most in baseball history. Which of these players is not one of the Dodgers winners? Ted Sizemore, Jim LaFever, Joe Black, or Wally Moon? Okay, Jacob.
I'm going to guess Joe Black.
Incorrect. Andre.
Ted Sizemore.
Incorrect. Justin.
Right, I might as well take a guess since we're not penalized. Jim LaFever.
You guys managed to get all three of the wrong answers. Wally Congratulations. Moon. Wally Moon did win the Rookie of the Year award, but he was on the Cardinals at the time.
Oh, I think that confused me. I was thinking we were talking about Dodger Rookie of the Years.
Well, we are. Ted Sizemore, Jim LaFever, and Joe Black all won the Rookie of the Year as Dodgers, and Wally Moon won it for the Cardinals. All right. So, Andre, the board is still yours. I think that's the only trick question in the whole game, by the way.
Let's go Hall of Fame awards for 200.
There have been 32 Hall of Famers to hit at least one home run as a Dodger, but most of them are not Dodgers in the Hall of Fame. Among the players who are not wearing a Dodger cap in the Hall of Fame, a catcher and a first baseman have hit the most home runs for the Dodgers. Who are they? So we're talking guys who are in the Hall of Fame, but not as Dodgers. A catcher hit 177 homers and a first baseman hit 65 homers. Andre. Oh, no, Jacob was first.
Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza and the first baseman?
Don't have the first baseman.
Okay, Andre, you were next.
I'm going with Eddie Murray.
Eddie Murray and Mike Piazza is correct.
I had Mike Piazza. I was blanking on Eddie Murray.
Okay, Andre, the board is still yours.
Let's go postseason for 200.
Postseason for 200. There have been 381 opposing pitchers to face at least one Dodgers hitter in the postseason. Six of them have faced at least 100 hitters. What opposing pitcher has faced the most Dodgers in the postseason with 204? Justin.
I'm just going to toss it out here and go recent. Verlander.
Incorrect. Jacob.
Adam Wainwright.
Nope. Andre, you want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess Bob Gibson.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Whitey Ford.
Oh,
all the toast times the Dodgers played the Yankees in the World Series. All right. Nobody got that one. But, okay, Andre, you still control the board. Jacob and Justin, you're both still sitting at 0 points. You might want to change that here in a minute, okay? Andre, what do you
think? Uniform numbers, 100.
Uniform numbers for 100. Who are the only two players in Dodgers history to wear uniform number 99? Jacob.
Manny Ramirez and Hyunjin Ryu.
That is correct. Well done, Jacob. On the board.
Thank God.
All right, Jacob, what do you choose next?
All right, let's go postseason for 100.
Postseason for 100. The Dodgers have hit double-digit postseason home runs in five stadiums. Dodger Stadium, Ebbets Field, and Globe Life are obviously the three highest because those have been their three home stadiums in the postseason. What are the other two stadiums in which the Dodgers have hit double-digit home runs in the postseason? Jacob.
Let's say Wrigley Field and Busch Stadium.
Incorrect. Justin or Andre, you want to buzz in? Justin.
I'll give it a shot. Let's go with Minute Maid. Is that what the Houston's ballpark's called still?
That is what it's called.
Okay. And then let's go with where does Atlanta play again?
SunTrust. In Atlanta.
SunTrust, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my guesses.
Okay, incorrect. Andre, do you want to take a stab at it?
Yankee Stadium and Busch Stadium.
Oh, you were close. Between Jacob and Andre, you got it right. Yankee Stadium and Wrigley Field. Did you guys learn nothing from the Whitey Ford debacle of just a minute ago? All right, who's got control of the board? Jacob, right?
All right, let's go postseason for 300.
Postseason for 300. Who holds the Dodgers record for most sacrifice bunts in the postseason?
Not Juan Uribe.
There are no penalties to answering incorrectly. Jacob.
Let's go Oral Hershiser.
Incorrect. Andre.
Sandy Koufax.
Incorrect. Justin, you want to take a stab?
Yeah, might as well. I'll throw out Kershaw.
That is correct. Clayton Kershaw, 7 sacrifice bunts in the postseason is the Dodgers record. Well done, Justin. On the board with 300 points now.
There we go. Tied for the lead, even.
Yep. All right, Justin, what do you choose?
Let's go league leaders for 200.
League leaders for 200. I was born in 1977. In my lifetime, 3 Dodgers closers have led the league in saves. You know Eric Gagne and Kenley Jansen, but who was the other one? Justin?
Was it Todd Worrell?
Todd Worrell's correct with 44 saves in 1996. Well done, Justin. Man, all I had to do was taunt him a little bit and he gets going.
I will add in that I was once at a game where Todd Worrell blew a save, giving up back-to-back-to-back homers. I can't remember what year it was, but it was in the mid-90s.
During the break, I'm going to fact check that and see if you're lying to us. So I'm looking forward to that. All right, Justin, what do you choose next?
Let's go league leaders for 300.
League leaders for 300. A Dodger has led the league in ERA in 7 of the last 10 seasons. Kershaw 5 times, Zach Greinke, and Ryu. Before that, the last time a Dodger led the league in ERA was 2000. Who was that pitcher? Jacob?
Kevin Brown.
Kevin Brown is correct. Well done. All right, Jacob, what do you choose?
Let's go uniform numbers for 200.
Uniform for 200. What uniform number did Clayton Kershaw wear when he debuted for the Dodgers in 2008? Jacob?
54.
That is correct. Next category?
Let's go uniforms for 300.
Uniforms for 300. In the last 6 years, the number 21 has been worn by three Dodgers pitchers with at least a chance at the Hall of Fame: Zach Greinke, Yu Darvish, and Walker Buehler. But in 1935, it was worn by an actual Hall of Famer. Name him. I'll give you a hint. This guy's even in the Hall of Fame as a Dodger. Would anyone like to guess?
I'll guess.
Jacob.
I'm going to guess as a bad pitcher, Tommy Lasorda.
Incorrect. This guy has been an obscure former Dodger on Locked On Dodgers at one point. No other guesses?
I'll throw some.
Justin.
Dazzy Vance.
Dazzy Vance is correct. Okay. His only uniform number.
I promise I'm not looking it up, guys. I promise.
Okay, so Justin got lucky on that one. All right, Justin, last category is Hall of Fame and awards for 300. Here we go. No Dodger has ever won the Triple Crown, but two Triple Crown winners played for the Dodgers after winning it. One for the 1937 Cardinals and one for the 1966 Orioles. Who are they? You must name both of them.
I got one.
A little too tough, huh? What if I told you one of them was nicknamed Ducky? All right. I don't know how to make a buzzer sound. Joe Medwick for the Cardinals in 1937 and Frank Robinson for the Orioles in 1966.
Yeah, a new Frank.
So after round one, Justin is in first place with 800 points. Jacob's in second place with 600. And Andre is in what we call third place, also last place with 300 points after a hot start. So keep it locked on, Dodgers. All right. Welcome back. We're here for round two of Locked On Dodgers Trivia, a.k.a. Dodgers Jeopardy, a.k.a. Jeff is just as good as Alex Trebek. As always, dollar figures have doubled for this round, and so even somebody in third place has a good chance to make a comeback. And in this round, our categories are 1988 regular season, the draft, the wild horse debut, and switch hitters. And a lot of these questions will have photographic hints for you. But let's see, Andre, you are in last place, so why don't you choose the first category? 200. National League MVP Kirk Gibson led the 1988 Dodgers with 25 home runs. Only two other Dodgers had more than eight. Name them. Andre.
Mike Marshall and John Shelby.
Correct. Mike Marshall had 20. John Shelby had 10.
Oh, the visual. That would have helped.
All right. Andre, what's your next category?
Wild horse for 200.
Wild horse debut for 200. Which Dodger pitcher recorded his first of four career victories on June 3rd, 2013, the day of Yasiel Puig's big league debut? Hint, a football player with the same last name, grew up in my hometown of Lake Elsinore, California, and was a starting quarterback for the Oregon Ducks in 2002. Jacob, you're first.
Stephen Fife.
Stephen Fife is correct. Same last name as Jason Fife, who went to Temescal Canyon High School, the rivals of the Elsinore High School Tigers, where Andre and I went. All right, Jacob got those points. And what's your next selection?
Let's go Wild Horse for 400.
Wild Horse for 400. The Dodgers were actually 7-10 in Puig's first 17 games. One of those seven wins was a walk-off against the Braves. The winning run scored in the bottom of the 10th when the Dodgers catcher, who was at the time the active leader in career homers by a catcher, hit a one-out single, went to second on a wild pitch, went to third on a single, and then his pinch runner scored on a wild pitch. Name that catcher. Justin, you're first.
Was that this picture's throwing me off, though, but I want to say Todd Hundley.
Incorrect. Jacob.
I want to say Ramon Hernandez.
Ramon Hernandez is correct.
That guy was awful.
There was a time when Ramon Hernandez was the major league's active leader in home runs for a catcher. Jacob, next selection.
I'll go Wild Horse for 600.
Wild Horse for 600. In Puig's debut game against the Padres, three players took the field for San Diego who also spent time in Dodger blue in their careers. The starting and losing pitcher for the Padres was a former Dodger and two Padres hitters were future Dodgers. Name all three of them. Jacob.
Eric Stoltz, Jed Jerko, and Will Venable.
That is correct. Jacob likes his Yasiel Puig trivia.
I needed 21st century trivia, and I knew I had to capitalize on it.
All right. Jacob, where are we going next?
Well, let's go to the draft for 200.
Draft for 200. Three 2020 Dodgers were drafted in a 16-pick span in the fifth round of the 2012 draft. Name at least two of them. Once I gave pick. No, name all three of them. I forgot I put pictures on here. Three members of the 2020 Dodgers, all picked in the fifth round of the 2012 draft within 16 picks of each other. Can you guys see the pictures?
I think I've got one. I'm just trying to piece the other two here.
I'll go back to name at least two of them. Bueller. It's not Bueller, but anyone? Andre.
Jock Peterson and right-handed pitcher. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. Whoops.
Okay, Jacob.
Jock Peterson and Josh Spores.
Incorrect. Justin, you want to take a stab at this?
Gosh, yeah, might as well. Jock Peterson and, gosh, I have no idea on the pitcher. I don't know. I'm sorry, Jeff.
If it helps, you had no idea on the other one either because Jock Peterson is incorrect. The correct answers are Chris Taylor, Max Muncy, and Ross Stripling. Notice I said 2020 Dodgers.
I was thinking they were drafted by the Dodgers for some reason.
No.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's a second trick question, Jeff.
That's not a trick. Did you really think the Dodgers had three fifth round picks that year? Nobody gets three fifth round picks.
Might have traded for them. I don't know.
Jacob, is it still your board?
Yeah, let's go draft for 400.
Draft for 400. Clayton Kershaw has the highest career WAR of any player the Dodgers ever selected in the first round of the June amateur draft. Who has the second highest? Hint, he pitched both for and against the Dodgers in the World Series, and a singer with the same name was a member of Fleetwood Mac before going solo and having a hit with the song Sentimental Lady. And there's a picture of his baseball card with his name and his face blurred out. He died a few years ago in a bathroom accident. He pitched for the Dodgers in the 78 and 81 World Series, and pitched against them in the 88 World Series. He won a Cy Young Award for the A's in the early 90s. Andre.
Bob Welch.
Bob Welch is correct. All right. Andre is back on the board with 900 points. Andre, where are we going next?
1988. I can't see the board, but whatever.
For 400?
400.
400. The success was not just on the field in 1988. In June of 1988, the Dodgers drafted or signed as international free agents four players who would combine for over 185 career WAR, three Rookie of the Year awards, and two spots in the Hall of Fame. Name all four of them. Justin.
Oh, gosh. Name all four. I jumped in too soon. Okay. Ramon Martinez. Maybe I won't say the others to give it away, but
all right. Okay, Andre, sorry. You were next.
Ramon Martinez, Raul Mondesi, Eric Karros, and Mike Piazza.
Oh, you let Justin throw you off. That is incorrect. Jacob.
Pedro Martinez, Eric Karros, Mike Piazza, and oh my God, come on, Jacob. 43, cannon of an arm, Raul Mondesi.
That is correct. Pedro, not Ramon.
Yep, I blew it.
That's not number 48 right there? I guess
I think that's okay. A 45. It's blurred out.
Oh.
Okay. Jacob, you're bored.
Let's stick with the draft. Those were fun. Let's go. Let's get the draft out of the way at 600.
Okay. The most successful career by any Dodgers second round draft pick came from this player, whom the Dodgers picked in the drafted out of high school in 1997. He didn't sign with the Dodgers, opting for college instead, and didn't play for the Dodgers until nearly two decades later. Jacob?
Chase Utley.
Chase Utley is correct. All right, Jacob, where are we going now? And let's just say, Andre and Justin, you guys got to make your move.
Let's see. I don't think I stand any chance with this 88 season, given my age. So let's get 88 out of the way at 600.
All right, 1988 for 600. Which reliever led the 1988 Dodgers bullpen with 2.2 WAR, posting a 170 ERA in 84 and two-thirds innings before being traded after the season for a Hall of Fame first baseman. Nobody? Our 88 Dodgers trivia. Andre and Justin, you're both old enough to remember this.
I don't really start watching the Dodgers till 93, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
A little bit out of my league.
All right. Do you want to try, Andre? Okay. The answer is Brian Holton, who was traded to the Orioles for Eddie Murray.
Never heard of him.
All right. Jacob, still your board? We're in switch hitters. How much do you want?
Let's go 600 switch hitters.
600 switch hitters. Since 2000, only six switch hitters have had enough plate appearances to qualify for the batting title for the Dodgers in a total of nine seasons. Name at least four of those six switch hitters who've played regularly for the Dodgers since 2000. Nobody can get four of the six switch hitters.
I got two.
Exactly. Two were easy.
Okay. Name three of the six. Can anyone get to three? Nobody can get to three, huh? Nobody even wants to try. Jacob.
So Rafael Furcal and Yasmani Grandal. And then I'm going to guess, just because I knew he was a switch hitter, I don't think he had enough plate appearances to qualify, but Jose Cruz Jr.
Incorrect. Anybody else? Justin.
Okay, I'm going to throw in one that I thought of, and I actually answered incorrectly earlier. But so let's go for Yasmani Grandal, Rafael Furcal, and Todd Hundley.
Incorrect. Andre.
Rafael Furcal, Yasmani Grandal, and Juan Uribe.
Juan Uribe was not a switch hitter. You were all three correct with the two you got. The others were Jimmy Rollins, Orlando Jim Hudson, Rollins. Milton Bradley, and Cesar Asturias.
Yeah, I should have known.
Hudson was one we could have got.
All right, Jacob, the board is still yours. 400 or 200?
200.
200 switch hitters. What switch hitter had a 24-game hitting streak for the World Series champion Dodgers in 1988? Andre.
John Shelby.
John Shelby is correct. Okay, our final question is switch hitters for 400. Perhaps my favorite question of the whole game, so it's fun that it went last. In 1965, the Dodgers became the first team in history to have an entire infield made up of switch hitters. Name at least three of them. Jacob.
Maury Wills, Wes Parker, and Jim Leferbe. However you say that name.
I will give that to you. Jim Lefevre.
All right.
Maury Wills, Wes Parker, and Jim Gilliam. Well done, Jacob.
Gilliam was a much easier name to say. I should have went there.
You should have, yeah. all right. That is that does it. Jacob wins with 3,200 points. For your victory, you get a warm, fuzzy feeling. Second place is Andre with 1,100. You get a slightly less warm and a little bit less fuzzy feeling. And last place with 800 points, Justin Hicken, you get a terrible feeling inside.
Yeah, I got skunked in that round two, guys. I got skunked. Yeah.
That was fun, though. I will have a lot of awkward silences to mute out. So by the time the listeners listen to this, they will not understand what I'm talking about here when I talk about all the long, prolonged silences. But Jacob, do you want to give any sort of victory speech or anything?
I want to say that we all should give a victory speech because the Dodgers won the World Series. So we're all good, I think.
Oh, the Dodgers won the World Series? Huh. We should have talked about that on this show. Wow. Jacob, do you want to, or Justin, you want to give a loser's speech of any sort?
No shame, you know, keep trying, keep plugging away and go Dodgers.
And Andre, do you want to give what we call a second place speech?
Yes. I just want to say how disappointed I am and I let my family down and I'm not going to let them listen to this episode and, you know, maybe I'll have integrity. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
Just make sure they download it. Don't let them that's listen, right. But make sure it downloads because that's all that matters to me.
They don't even have to agree, right?
Absolutely. thank you guys listen. For this was fun. And we may do a couple more rounds. And Jacob, you may get to go to a tournament of champions at some point if I can come up with more questions. And I may have learned a thing or two about how hard to make my trivia questions today. So, all right. Thank you guys. And thank you listeners for listening. We appreciate it. If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to Locked On Dodgers, wherever you get your podcasts. If you have Apple Podcasts, go ahead and subscribe there. Even if you don't use it, that will help other people find us. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Locked On Dodgers. Vince is on Twitter at Vince Samperio. I'm on Twitter at Snydog. Justin is on Twitter at Justin_Hicken. Jacob is on Twitter at Jacob Norling. And Andre is on Twitter at Andre Bibbs. And Andre is A-N-D-R-A-E. You can email us at lockedondodgers@gmail.com. Our phone number is 323-863-LOCK-5625. And leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text there anytime you want. We are here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be here with us. When you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Who wants to say have a good one?
Have a good one.
Have a good one. D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all hard. All heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bye!